HeyYA Extra Credit is sponsored by TBR, Book Riot's subscription service, and the perfect gift for Mother's Day. Have a mom or motherly figure in your life who loves books? Give them the gift of tailored book recommendations for Mother's Day, which is coming soon. When you do, your mom can tell TBR about her reading likes and dislikes and what they're looking for, and sit back while their bibliologist handpicks recommendations just for them. TBR offers plans to receive hardcover books in the mail or recommendations by email. Gifts start at only $16, so there's a gift option for every budget. TBR subscribers are matched to bibliologists based on their requests. So if mom loves thrillers, wants to read more romance, is looking for poetry by writers of color, or maybe some space opera, we've got someone who knows just what to recommend so you don't have to guess. Our bibliologists can also check your mom's Goodreads account if she has one, saving you from gifting a book that's already been read. Plus, gifts can be scheduled so you won't miss Mother's Day. Go to mytbr.co to give your mom the gift of tailored book recommendations. That's mytbr.co. Welcome to HeyYA Extra Credit. Every other week, opposite the main HeyYA podcast, we bring you a short-form episode with goodies such as book club discussions, interviews with beloved YA authors, backlist highlights, or other YA goodies. So this week, I just wanted to give you a quick little tidbit about what Tirza and I are planning on reading this summer with regards to upcoming or very recent movies or series based on YA books that are coming out. So just wanted to give you the chance to read them alongside us if you want to be up to the minute with our discussions, and we might be able to schedule some watch parties as well. So first, I want to talk about the Grisha trilogy, and that is by Leigh Bardugo. I've been super excited to read this for ages, and now that all the books are out, because as some of you may know, I'm not a fan of reading series till they're all done, I can just binge on the whole thing. So the series is coming out from Netflix. And this takes place in a sort of Eastern Europe-inspired fantasy land, and I'm super duper excited about it. The first book is Shadow and Bone. The next one you might have seen some ads for. It just came out, and the book it's based on and the title of the movie is Moxie by Jennifer Mathieu. So this is about girls who are just done with that boys will be boys nonsense. And a girl who is learning from her mom's punk rock background to become a better feminist. So that's Moxie by Jennifer Mathieu. Next is Ghetto Cowboy by G. Neri. So this one also just came out from Netflix. It has been retitled Concrete Cowboy for the movie, but it's based on Ghetto Cowboy. So this one is about a 12-year-old named Cole who has been forced to leave Detroit and go to Philadelphia, which I love. It's like a reverse Fresh Prince thing. And he is, you know, about to live with a father he doesn't really know. And he ends up getting involved with urban cowboys who rescue horses and use them as a way to get kids away from drugs and gangs, which is just a fascinating premise. So that's Ghetto Cowboy by G. Neri, and it's illustrated by Jesse Joshua Watson. So next is a book that came out quite a while ago. It was actually a finalist for the Morris Award, and that was the year I was on the committee, so it's really exciting. That's Dr. Bird's Advice for Sad Poets by Evan Roscoe. So this is a movie that is available on Amazon Prime that we'll be watching this summer. It's about a boy who is dealing with some trauma with his sister's disappearance by talking to his therapist, who is not a human, but rather a pigeon that he imagines named Dr. Bird. So it's really, it's sort of sad, sort of bittersweet, but sort of funny because he's talking to a bird for advice. So I'm really excited to see that movie too. I think it's been a long time coming as far as the gap between making it and getting it released. So thanks, Corona. And that's Dr. Bird's Advice for Sad Poets by Evan Roscoe. So next is a book that I read literally in one sitting. Like I ordered a hamburger and just sat reading the entire thing. And that's Unpregnant by Jenny Hendrix and Ted Kaplan. And the first thing I thought when I read the last page was, this is going to be a movie soon. And lo and behold, HBO Max made a movie. It's hilarious. It's feminist. It's about a girl who finds herself pregnant and living in a state where minors cannot get abortions without parental consent. So she and her ex-best friend take off on a road trip to go to the closest state that they can, which is almost 1,000 miles away, so that she can safely terminate a pregnancy without having to deal with her parents. So that's Unpregnant by Jenny Hendricks and Ted Kaplan. So Finally is actually one that's based on a short story, and that is also coming out from Amazon Prime, and it's The Map of Tiny Perfect Things by Lev Grossman. It was part of an anthology, but now you can actually get just the story as an ebook if you want to read it like that, or as an audiobook. So it's sort of magic realism, it's romance, it's kind of a like Groundhog Day-esque story, which I know Kelly will love, so I hope she's going to watch it while she's away. And yeah, so you have a boy and a girl who realize that they're both experiencing this really weird do-over day over and over again. So that's The Map of Tiny Perfect Things by Lev Grossman. So that's all I have for you today. Thank you to today's sponsor, TBR, for making the show possible. You can follow me, Sarah Hannah Gomez, at Twitter and Instagram at SHGMcLicious. I want to thank Jen Zink, our amazing audio editor, who went above and beyond. She does every week, but especially today. So thank you, Jen. I'll see you again with Tirza next week for the main podcast. And until then, happy reading.